Ah, macros. We're doing another macros episode today, and we're talking about five ways to get the most out of tracking your macros. Now, today's episode, I'm going to dig deep into the science behind tracking macros. There's no magic behind it. It is just purely science. If you're somebody who's found yourself confused about what are macros, I know when it comes to tracking macros, when it comes to losing weight, when it comes to meal planning, you want to do this thing right, and you want to do it in a way that you haven't done it before. There's so many of us that have gone through way too many diets, and then we're just trying to find quick fixes, and we know that they don't last long. So let's get into today's episode where I'm going to help you make changes that actually stick. Do you ever feel like it's easier to eat a bowl of cereal than come up with ideas for low effort but nourishing recipes? Because you really hate cold food and salads are not it for you. The mental load of it when you're spending hours on strategy and generating original ideas and content can leave you mentally exhausted. I mean, even asking yourself, what do I want to eat, can feel exhausting in itself. Hello friends, my name is Verona and you're listening to the Lose Weight with Macros podcast, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. And because I know accountability is key, I'm going to be with you every step of the way, making sure this isn't just another failed diet attempt for you to start over again on Monday. So grab a pen or just use Apple Notes and let's get into today's episode. Welcome back, my friends, to a brand new episode of Lose Weight with Meal Planning. My name is Verona and I'm your host today for the show. If you're new here, head over to the website via Nutrition Coaching. .co.uk/recipes and grab your recipes guide. This is where I'm teaching you how to create a healthy meal plan that makes sense and that isn't chicken, broccoli and rice every day. So today we're going to talk about five ways to get the most out of tracking your macros. Now I know I've said that a million times both in the intro and today, but I just wanted to make sure you know what we're talking about. So before we even get into the episode, you can decide whether this episode is right for you. But we're going to talk about understanding the basics of macros, using the right tools, customizing your macros ratios, practicing portion control, which is hard for us to do, I know, and we're going to review and adjust regularly. Those are the five things that we're going to talk about in today's episode. So let's get straight into it. In fact, right, you know what? I've been told that I talk way too fast. You know what? I listen to all types of podcasts at 2.0 speed because I want to get to the point. But I don't hear myself speaking really fast. People tell me, I watch your stories are so inspiring, your stories are so great. If you're not following me, actually follow me on Instagram at Lose Weight Meal Planning. It would mean the world to me and help me to support other women like you who are struggling to make sense, especially now that we've turned 40. And plus, we can't do the same things we did before in our 20s and 30s or expect to fit into our jeans that we wore when we were 20, 21, 25, 30, because our bodies are not that shape anymore. And why would we? I know that sometimes might seem like a goal to be able to fit into those jeans, but we're now in our 40s. I'm not saying you need to wear granny jeans. I'm not saying you need to wear granny panties, but I am saying we can get new goals. We don't have to try to fit into something that our body was primed for many years ago or half a decade ago. Let's try to fit into the body we have now and then fit into the body that we're building. How about we do that? Because it's much better than trying to pine for a body that we had years ago. Some of you might be able to get to that body. I'm not saying that you can't. Or some of you might be able to get to a body where you are better than that. But we can't do what we did back in our 20s, especially if you're somebody who focused on restrictive diets like I did. And 1 minute we're on this diet, 1 minute on, we're on that. We're keto, we're not. We're carbs, we're not. We're sugar, we're not. It's exhausting, right? Well, this is where we get to change it. We get to define it. We get to redefine it. And we get to learn from the mistakes we made in the past. And then we're also getting to create our future in terms of our health. Now, before you even get into tracking your macros, we have to have a solid understanding of what macros are and how they actually impact our body. Now, when it comes to each macronutrient, they serve a unique purpose. When it comes to proteins, it helps in rebuilding muscle. Carbohydrates, don't be afraid of carbs, friends. I can feel that I'm speaking really fast, so let me slow it down. Carbs, don't be afraid of them. They give us energy for exercise that we do or just everyday normal daily activities. So we need the carbs. Think about it this way. If you don't have energy, you know that sluggish brain fog kind of, we're always seeking energy. We're going to coffee for energy. We're going to sweets. We're going to sugar. That's because we're not getting in the right amount of nutrients that our body needs, or we don't sleep enough, or we're over cortisol, too much running on in our bodies, that we're constantly having to fight and find energy all of the time. Lastly, it's fats. Healthy fats, don't be afraid of fats, because they support the cell growth and hormone production. When we start from here, sometimes we want to run before we can walk, but start at the beginning. The basics will actually help you to put your daily intake more effectively. this is where your macro numbers fit with the goals that you try to have. So if you're somebody who wants to maintain your body fat, you can create numbers for that. Maintain your body fat. Who wants to maintain their body fat? I know I don't. If you're somebody who wants to maintain your weight, then you can set your macros to align with that. If you're somebody who wants to lose fat, you set your macros to align with that, et cetera, et cetera. Secondly, you want to make sure that you're using the right tools. Now, there are so many different apps and platforms that actually can help you simplify this process, which offer features like barcode scanning, and MyFitnessPal does that. Food databases, nutritional breakdowns of meals. If you are going to go down this route, which I highly recommend that you do, choose a tool that's actually user-friendly. Some of us are not very tech-friendly. Some of us are not tech-savvy. So having to learn a new skill, macros is one, and then you're having to learn tech on top of it. It's like, whoa, 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 this is too much. Can I not just eat my food and just continue and lose weight? You don't have to actually track your macros. This episode is really for those of you who do want to track your macros. So if you're somebody who's like, I don't really want to track my macros, it's not by force. You do not have to track your macros at all. But you're choosing something that's user-friendly for you and it fits with your lifestyle. When you're doing it this way, this will help you to stay consistent and remain consistent, and also to get accurate in your tracking. Sometimes we can get lazy tracking, be like, oh yeah, I had this, I had that, and then you're not tracking this, and then you wonder why we haven't lost weight. If you're going to track your food, then you have to track everything you eat. Whether you've eaten the whole container, whether you've eaten the whole cake instead of one slice, track your food, because this will tell you the patterns that you have. You might likely know them, but we might not actually want to address them or deal with them. If we're trying to change our habits, if we're trying to change our relationship with food, we've got to go all in. You can't be half-hearted here. We have to go all in or don't do it at all. Number three, generic macro numbers don't actually consider your differences in your metabolism, your activity level, or your health goals. That's why when it comes to macro numbers, when it comes to macro ratios, the splits, so it's called also, there are so many different numbers. Generically, you might have 50% carbs, 30% protein, 30% fats. Somebody else might have 40-30-30, which was the generic standard for everybody. But that doesn't take into account you, your goals, etc. You might not be highly active, so you might need to reduce your carbs slightly. You might be highly active, or you might be under, your metabolism needs to increase. So you might want to increase your protein a little bit more and have a balance between carbs and fats. It's all different. It's all relative. It's all unique. But as a coach, that's one of the things that we teach you, to go into that level of depth so you understand it. It can be a little bit like, whoa, 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 what am I doing? And sometimes people are like, I just want my macro numbers. You will get your macros numbers, but first you have to understand the basics, what they are first, how they help your body according to the goals that you have. If you've got a goal of fat loss, then your goals and your nutrition have to meet that line, and they have to be realistic. Because I mean, if you're somebody who is going to eat 500 grams of carbs a day, I mean, sometimes we might be able to do that naturally in our normal day-to-day here. But if protein is the goal, especially in our 40s, we need more protein. And we also need to build muscle. So if you're eating 500 grams of protein and your body requires 150, sorry, if you're eating 500 grams of carbs and your body requires 140 grams of protein, how are you going to eat all of that and still lose weight? That's going to be way too much. So it's about really honing in on the numbers and the goals that you have and making them make sense and match together. Number four, this is something that can be a struggle for many of us, practicing portion control. Knowing how much to eat is just as important as knowing what to eat. How many times have you focused on what do I eat as opposed to how much you eat? Have you ever been to a barbecue or a party or a wedding or a buffet and it's all you can eat buffet? Isn't it funny how we tend to skip breakfast, we tend to skip lunch if you're going at dinner time, and we're like, you know what, I'm saving myself because I'm going out for dinner later on and I want to make sure that I can eat what I can and get my money's worth. Common saying that I've heard so many times. I want to make sure that I'm getting my money's worth. But actually, when you get there, you've just wasted your money because you had one plate. You've starved yourself the whole day. You can't eat none. You're eating one single half plate and you're so frustrated with yourself when you leave because you're hungry now. And you're like, wait, why didn't I eat this? And in those places, they don't allow you to take a takeaway, you know? So you've got to eat what you can on the premises. Or you might be the opposite, where you're like, yeah, your body's ready to go. You're good to go. And you're forcing yourself to eat everything because you're determined that I'm going to make my money's worth. And so you end up overeating. And so when it comes to portion sizes, get familiar with them. For different types of food, get familiar with it. Use a scale, use measuring cups. These are two things that I use, a measuring scale. Even if I'm not tracking my macros, I will still use a scale for certain things. Measuring cups, so a quarter cup, half a cup, a cup. You get used to these things. And then once you've started to get used to these things, you build confidence so that you can do it without these tools. Because using these tools is just to get you to a certain place where you build confidence in yourself. That's why, one, as a coach, I don't advise that you track your macros for the rest of your life. There are macros coaches that I've had to unfollow off social media because they've got caught into I'm constantly tracking my macros because I'm always trying to lose weight. But to the outside, they look like you've lost enough weight, maintain that weight now. But I see their message constantly sharing that I'm losing weight, I need to lose weight, I need to lose weight. And where? And I think that's the dangerous side of macros. Even as a coach, it's no respecter of persons. Body dysmorphia or disordered eating is no respecter of persons. So just because somebody's a nutritionist or a dietitian or a macros coach, it doesn't mean that they don't have struggles too. Doesn't mean that they can see themselves the way that you and I can. And that's the same thing. And that's the thing with body dysmorphia. You're seeing yourself in a way that you're actually not. Anyway, that's a whole mindset episode that I'm talking about here. But when you're practicing portion control, you become better at estimating your portion sizes, then making tracking faster and more intuitive. Now, that's ultimately the goal that we want to get to. We want to get to that place where tracking is faster and you're not necessarily having to weigh your food, but you're making it more intuitive because now that you've lost the amount of weight, you want to maintain your weight. So you're maintaining the habits that you've already got. You're maintaining the skills that you've already got. One day you might happen to eat a little bit more than you did the day before. That doesn't mean that your life has ended. That doesn't mean that you're going to regain everything back. If you lost 50 pounds, it doesn't mean, but in 24 hours, you're going to regain that 50 pounds back. Now, one of the ways that I like to work with my clients is to make sure that you're preparing your mindset for the journey that you're getting to. Because self-sabotage is going to come at you and it's going to come at you hard. It's going to tell you you can't do this. What makes you think you can do this now? Have you ever been successful before? No. Well, this is not going to be another time when you're successful. And that lie is going to continue to repeat and repeat and repeat. You have to silence the lie. You have to silence the self-sabotage. Only you can do that. I can give you the tools to help you do that. But you have to put that into practice. We've got to lay the foundations first. We've got to lay the groundwork first. You can't build a house without the foundations being in place. That's what the nutrition journey is like. Lastly, we're moving on to review and adjusting. Your body needs will actually change as you go along in your journey, your nutrition journey, your fitness journey. Now, I'm including fitness journey in here because our bodies need to move, especially as we age 40 and above. We need to be moving. If you're not moving, we need to be moving. Get your shoes on, get some Skechers. They are not very pretty trainers, but it's not about pretty. Get yourself a pair of suitable outdoor shoes and go for a walk. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15, build up incrementally and then come back. Don't try and do too much too soon because this will set you back. I know you want to lose it yesterday, but how has that worked out for you all of the times that you've tried that before? And if it's likely that it hasn't worked very well, let's not do that anymore. Now, when I teach you in the macros program, I actually teach you how to check on your macros numbers. Do they still fit with your goals and the current situation that you're in now, the current place, the current season of life that you're in? If not, then you adjust your macros based on the changes in your activity level, your weight, or your fitness goals. But there are lots of different things that you can do and you can check on to see how you're progressing. That is more than just the scale. The scale is great. It's a fantastic tool, especially if you've got one that tells you the biometrics, that tells you about your body fat percentage, your muscle mass. They are fantastic tools. The good old tape measure. Wrap that around your thighs, wrap that around your waist, and then you monitor that. So it's great that you might be losing weight. If you're not losing inches, then there might be things that you can do to shift that. It doesn't mean eating 1,200 calories. Doesn't mean restricting yourself. Now, those days of restriction, those days of fad diets, those days of yo-yo diets are done. We're over that. Gym bro Brad or gym babe Brittany, you want to learn how to meal plan yourself. And that's why you're listening to this program. Oh, I like that. But that's why you're listening to this podcast. But your macros change not every week. They change based on the results that your body is giving it. That's why we stand on the scale, because it gives us data about our bodies. And it's going to change every single day. It will increase likely weeks before your cycle, if you're still in that phase. Our bodies are going to fluctuate daily. The amount of sodium that you have, the scale is going to fluctuate. Have you gone for a doo-doo? The scale is going to fluctuate. When we get our mind around this, we demystify the fact or the fear that the scale is the devil. The scale is the sad step. It's neither of those things. And when we buy into that message, we give ourselves an all access pass to stay overweight. Now, I know you don't want to stay in that place. I'm speaking to women who are action takers, so I know that you don't want to stay in a place of fear. And sometimes I'm speaking to myself. I don't want to stay in a place of fear because you know what that feeling is like. When you're fearful, what do? You literally freeze. I know I do. If I see one of them humongous insects, forget about it. But I have to go into that mode where I'm instantly, am I going to fight or flight? eat the stress away. But of course, that brought fat gain. And then I would stand on the scale and then I'd see myself as fat because I was. But actually, I wasn't looking at the data of where that came from or how that happened. I just saw the number increasing, going up and up and up. And that's all. I became hyper-focused on that scale number. Then I started to blame the scale. I started to be like, it's you, you're the problem. Actually, it's not. I chose to overeat. I chose to manage my stress and my emotions with food. And of course, the body's response of that is, if you're somebody who is eating way too many calories than your body needs, it has no other choice but to store the excess calories as fat. Scientifically, our bodies are going to do that. So you see how that's not the scale's issue. Then our habits with food got way out of hand, and then it's easier to blame something than address the issue. Actually, use the scale to empower your fat loss journey. Wow, I've actually put on 50 pounds. I thought I'd put on 50 pounds because I was feeling that my favourite pants are actually a little bit tight. Okay, I've been listening to Verona now for a while. How can Verona help me? Head over to the website, vipmealplan.com. You decide whether this option is right for you or that option is right for you. If neither are right for you, I probably am not the coach for you, and that's okay. But don't just stop there. Go out and seek a church. Go out and seek a coach that can help you and can meet your needs. If they offer a free call, schedule a free call with them so you can have a conversation with them and see if you fit there. Don't stop at the fact that you've gained an extra 20 pounds. Own it and then make a plan to change it. I know you can do that. And I know this sounds a little bit like, hey guys, let's go. But if you're here and you're listening to this episode, 5 ways to get the most out of tracking your macros. Understanding what they are, first and foremost, you have to understand what they are. Also, you have to be ready to work. I'm assuming you're ready to work. So once you've decided, right, this is how I'm going to change. I've accepted that I have gained 250 pounds. Well, I'm now 250 pounds and I've gained an extra 50 pounds. Not ideal, not something I wanted to do, not something I wanted to hear, but here we are. All right, now how do I change it? And we have got the choice to do that. If you keep doing that, it's going to keep you even longer in the situation that you don't want to be in. Instead, let's change it. Is it going to be easy? Probably not. It's not going to be as easy as it was in your 20s. You're going to have to work a little bit harder, but we can do that now. When you start now, we're in spring now, we're in April. If we start April, May, June, we've got 12 weeks. What are you waiting for? I've never been stronger and never felt stronger in my 40s than I did in my 20s and my 30s. This is now, friends. If you're ready to change and you want to do the change with me, which I imagine you do if you're here, vipmealplan.com or DM me or at Lose Weight with Meal Planning, and let's have a chat to see what your goals are, and I'll realistically tell you what we can do together or if we can't. That's it. But those are the 5 things that we need to do if you want to get the most out of tracking your macros. Macros, meal planning. This approach keeps your plan flexible and responsive to your body's changing needs. Because some of us are in perimenopause, some of us are not even there yet, some of us have still got our cycle, we're still ovulating, some of us are knee-deep into menopause. And so when your body is changing, we have to adapt and change and go with the change so we can grow towards our goals. If you're somebody who's got Instagram, check out Grow with Joan. She's 70 plus years old and she's lifting weights and she's training more than she ever has in her life before. Tracking your macros is more than just an idea to weigh and track your food. It's actually a tool to achieve health and fitness. By understanding macros, using the right tools, customizing your numbers, practicing portion control, changing and having a look at what's working and what's not working and then changing it, you can actually optimize your diet and you can actually get the most benefits that you want out of it. If you put together these 5 steps to get the most out of tracking your macros and take your nutrition and your understanding of what it is, take out all of the fluff that we can hear, this can take it to the next level. If you're somebody who wants to actually get started with me to help you map this out, I'd love to have a conversation with you. Head over to Instagram at Lose Weight with Meal Planning or email me if you do not have Instagram, support@VA Nutrition Coaching. I can't wait, my friends, to catch you in the next episode. And just like that, friend, we've come to the end of today's episode. You've been listening to Lose Weight with Macros. I'm your host, Verona, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. Now, friends, if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to leave a review and share it with another solopreneur or small business owner. Together, we're going to help you find the time that you do have to meal prep in a way that is so not boring. And my friends, if you're interested in coaching or the courses, head over to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk and I'll see you in the next one.